All right. Hey, this is Joe Diddy coming to you with our third podcast, along with Lisa Diddy here. We're wanting to share kind of some real life experiences with you. And I'm going to kind of turn this over to Lisa for a minute. And go, Lisa.
So, Joe, as we start our third podcast, my mind goes back to thinking about a particular story that you told me.
Oh, my God.
When we went up and visited your buddy Brandon about a certain baptism that you guys shot.
Oh, that one. Oh, my. Yeah.
I just think that the public could really learn some good lessons on this particular story. So,
or bad lessons.
Yeah. Why don't you take me back to that day?
Okay.
How did the day start?
Well,
give me the setting.
I think before I can go back to that day, I have to tell you about my friend who's working with me, Brandon. We'll just call him Brandon for now. Awesome individual.
I work call with him B. Should we call him B?
Okay, B. Hey, so B. Yeah.
We'll call him B.
Call him B. All right. And so worked with this guy for about 8 years, and there is nothing greater for a photographer to be working with a writer and journalist, so that you're both doing your jobs and they're doing the best of what they can do and you're doing the best of what you can do, and you put it together, and you hopefully, more times than not, you create a great outcome for the paper, online experience, whatever. But so to give you, just to define B's character a little bit, again, we worked several years together, and, you know, he could actually write like I saw. I mean, it was so amazing to work with somebody that could, he was a wordsmith by all, I mean, the definition of this guy was a wordsmith, you know, no doubt. So, I also have to say that B would, you know, tend to get, let's just say...
Did he live on the edge a little bit sometimes?
He kind of lived on the edge a lot.
And, okay.
So depending on the night before, how much he lived on the edge, the next day might be a little tough. This was a Sunday morning. Our assignment was to shoot a baptism on the shores, an old-timey baptism, if you will, on the shores of Bridgeport Lake. So I'm conjuring up all these great mental thoughts. You know, the great thing about being a photographer, when you hear something and you see an image automatically, you know, it drives you. It drives your passion, and you just want to feel it, you know. When you hear it, you see it, you know you're going to feel it. We're set up to go out, and I go by early, pick up B, and head toward Bridgeport Lake. And so, again, he had lived a lot on the edge that night and the previous night. And so he wasn't feeling just up to snuff the next day. it was interesting. So we kind of, as we always did on the way out there, we talked about, you know, I always say, you know, there's what you want, what there is, and what you get, and the three W's I call them. So we talked about what we wanted. We get there, and I've got my two cameras. I take one camera, and I put it in a bag, and unbeknownst to me, they had changed the whole venue and decided that we're going to go out on the lake in pontoon boats and have a Sunday morning service first.
Instead of being on the shores, you were actually out on boats.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes.
So we're trawling out to the lake, getting all set up. Previous, I had, again, put one camera in a bag, a watertight bag, and the other camera I had left just naked with one lens on it, 70-200, and figured I could keep that covered and keep it out of harm's way, you know. Knew better from the beginning, but don't want to spoil it for you, but anyway, so as we're trolling out, we get to the spot, which is right under, pretty well, not under, but pretty close to the underpass, goes across the lake, and probably 8, 9, 10 boats. We're all sitting there, and so everybody kind of starts huddling together. And
so the boats came in close, where you're all pretty close proximity, but far enough away that, but they can hear the pastor.
Exactly. Well, in
are you on the pastor's boat, or are you on one of the other boats?
Yeah, let me back up. I just happened to be on the pastor's boat, sitting right beside him with my two cameras on the way out, as Brandon was three boats over.
Okay. And,
yes.
That's probably a good thing. he was downwind.
Yeah, so anyway, the pastor starts giving his sermon, and I'm taking it in, clicking off frames, and, you know, trying to compose a cool shot kind of for the whole total story. And so they decide that they're going to bring it in closer. You know, I, for some reason, I'm not real sure. I was in the visual mode, so the ears weren't quite working as well as they should have been. And so everybody starts coming in closer and going to, I guess, tie the boats up. So this one boat, first boat, actually comes over close to us, and he throws a rope over and ties on to us, and he's a very large individual and steps on the side of the pontoon boat, which previous to this, I had set my camera down while I was shooting the camera in the bag. I had set my other big camera down, and as luck would have it, this rather large guy steps on the side of the boat, and there just happened to be a little opening in the boat to let water in, out, I guess. I'm not a boater, so I'm not real sure. But as he stepped on it, the side tipped, and water come rushing in like Niagara Falls.
Oh, my gosh.
Straight to my camera.
Oh, no.
My instant response was, God damn it!
Was that your response out loud, or did you just think it?
No, it was out loud. Oh, seven gosh. Boats wide at a Sunday morning sermon.
Oh, goodness.
The funny thing was, I heard Brandon laughing three or four boats over wherever he was.
And you're sitting right next to the pastor as you give him the big GD.
And when I look up, happen to think about my whereabouts, where I was and what was going on, I look over to my right, and the pastor looks up at me and he says, there's a brief silence, obviously, and I think he was still trying to gather his thoughts, and he just says, it's okay, son. We've all been there. So I'm sitting here with one drowned camera, one that's in a bag, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm panicking. You know, this $7,000 worth of camera that just took a huge water hit. And we haven't even done the baptism yet. I'm like, oh, my God. So
That's what they call baptized by fire. Or water, I guess. Yeah.
More like water, yes. Anyway, so through this whole, now I'm kind of distracted, if you can only imagine.
A little bit.
Yep. So we get back to the shore. I think everybody had a huge laugh over that. I was the entertainment for the day. But we get back to the shore, and the baptism continues. So I set the wet camera, did everything I could to dry it off, and wrapped it in my rain jacket and laid it on the ground and continued shooting the baptism, and which was actually pretty cool. I mean, it was amazing. And so on the way home, Brandon's still laughing. This guy's got a sick sense of humor, I'm just saying. But it was kind of funny now that I think back about it. But
wasn't anyway, funny at the time, sitting next to the pastor.
It was absolutely not funny at the
and
time.
Thinking of your camera.
I was hurting.
What happened to the camera?
Well,
did it survive?
Kinda, sorta. Well, so we're like half a mile once we finish. You know, I'm trying to wrap this up now. You know, get my camera. I can't think about anything but getting my camera dry, checking it out. Go half a mile. I stop and I buy two bags of coffee in plastic bags. And I take the coffee out, pour it in the plastic bag. I pull the camera over in it, suck out all the moisture, hopefully. And so kind of worked. The camera survived. But the lens was toast. For some reason, it's usually the other way around. Moisture got in the lens, locked it up beyond repair of the cost. So, but the camera, absolutely perfect.
Ouch.
Yeah. So anyway, long story
could've
short.
Could have been worse, I suppose.
Long story short, gut feeling. My gut was to leave the second camera on the shore that day. I went against it. Never again. Simple verbiage to the pasture. It always reminds me. I chuckle about it every time I think of it. Anyway, that's the story of the baptism.
So, points that we could take away from that are, take only one camera on the boat with you, or, hey, you can use one of these handy-dandy things that we have now, which is a dual camera strap, so that you have one on one side, one on the other side, and neither one have to be sitting in the floorboard of the boat, car, whatever it may be.
Wouldn't hurt to put a muffle on B, by the way, I'm just saying.
Well, that might help. Anyway, we appreciate you guys tuning in today, and we hope you've enjoyed our story about the baptism on the shores of Lake Bridgeport.
Yes. All right. Thank you. This is Joe and Lisa signing out. Thank you.